Looking to transform your family game nights? At Perfectly Picked Games, we specialize in family games that bring everyone closer. Our games aren't just fun. Kids and teens will learn how to take turns, develop basic strategy skills, and understand the thrill of winning and grace of losing. With our exclusive gift of games, you can give months of gaming excitement to your family. Choose a 3-month or 6-month gift, and we'll deliver hand-picked family games to your doorstep every month. And here's the best part. Right now, you can use the promo code GOLDENMOJO and receive 20% off your selected plan. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Use promo code GOLDENMOJO and save 20% today at Perfectly Picked Games.
My Golden Image podcast listeners, it is I, Golden J, hanging out with 3-time podcasting favorite Chico Noise and 1-time podcasting Jedi. It is the Skywalker. What's going on, gentlemen?
Skywalker, I just want to apologize for your namesake. Sarah did not want to watch Empire Strikes Back the other day. It was on TV. I turned it on. I was watching it. I watched the end of New Hope and 2 Empire. And yeah, I had went to go shower or something while I was on commercial. I came back and she shut it off.
Time to kick her out of the house.
She's like, kick her to the curb. She's tried to watch them before, and she's like, I just can't watch them because they're so old.
Jess says the same thing about movies, man. It's old. I don't want to watch it. Missing all the best movies.
Yeah, exactly. Very disappointed. I was very, very disappointed. I said, you know what? Now we're going to sit down and watch them all. And, yeah.
She's going to be stuck with some Jar Jar Binks.
Misa says we're watching Star Wars. Exactly.
Did she watch Hot Rod with you?
Sarah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she'll watch that garbage, but she won't watch the brilliance that is Star Wars?
I don't get it.
I don't understand.
Yeah, she didn't enjoy Hot Rod, though. She didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it either.
Oh, that's fair.
Somebody's getting ready for bed.
Oh.
Bed. Go to bed.
I'm telling you, I might be ready for bed too.
Star Wars was a no go for her.
Not cool, man. Not cool.
Not cool at all.
Yeah. So what are you gonna do about this, Chico?
Oh, we're gonna watch them all.
Gonna make her sit through all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All 9 of them. I'm even gonna make her watch the Rey movies.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I liked the Rey movies. I enjoyed them. And there's lots of silence. You guys did not care for the sequels.
I like Adam Driver.
I did too. I loved Adam Driver.
But he's about the only redeeming thing in those movies for me.
Oscar Isaac.
Oh, yeah, I like Oscar Isaac.
Oh, Poe Dameron. That was great. He was really good in that.
He was?
Other than that, nope.
It's the same problem that Disney has with everything else.
Except for Deadpool 3. Bring it on.
Quality is not a thing for them.
I don't know. I liked them. Sorry, guys. not a huge fan of the prequels. I mean, even though I do love Natalie Portman, but and I didn't mind what's his name, Christian
Haydenson.
Haydenson, thank you. I didn't mind him, but
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, there you go. That's the guy. Whatever. I don't know, man. I don't care. Anakin. I didn't mind Anakin. I don't know, but those seem to kind of really drag for me, all those. They just seemed like forever to get to anything that was of excitement. So
it's all about politics.
I know. Yeah. But I like the new ones.
Or was it all about politics in general?
Well, yeah. I mean, what is that meme I saw today where it had a picture of the Emperor and it's like even in the galaxy far, far away, it's all about politics.
They still have problems with their politics.
Nah, is that what it was?
That's what it was. I saw that too.
I didn't see that, but it's all about politics.
It's all about politics. Welcome to it. You guys got anything else going on? Anything else exciting you want to talk about?
I'm sunburnt. You're sunburnt. Skylar, you sunburnt?
I think I avoided it today.
Good. It sucks.
It's hard to get sunburnt when you hide in the basement.
Oh, you know what? I do. I was laying on the couch last night.
See, just told left you.
To go out with Amanda. And I was watching the weather. So I, you know, for all our listeners out there, when severe weather rolls around, jump on YouTube, go check out Ryan Hall, y'all, because he is the best online meteorologist you can get. And he covers everywhere. You know, the weather that ripped through Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma the last 2 days was absolutely horrific.
And crazy.
So when it rolls around, go check him out. He deserves the love. He does a great job. Stay safe. You know.
Ryan Hall, y'all.
He dumbs it down for people who don't understand weather really well, too. So.
I'm pretty sure that, in.
That's a good thing.
Josh Gates voice.
Oh, my.
Oh, so you fall asleep to him.
I doze right out.
I'm going to write that down, too. Ryan Hall, y'all.
I've been watching him for years.
He does. I'll be talking to him, and I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm watching the weather. Watching Ryan on YouTube.
I missed my call in life. I should have been a meteorologist.
You know, it's really not too late.
It's a tough degree to get, man.
Yeah, you're just flip a coin, dude. You get into the, I mean, you know, it's 50-50 if you're right or wrong. I mean, you know, they've proved that.
Oh, man, the science that goes into that stuff. Crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, I believe it. I take it back, guys. Come on. You know, I was just kidding.
I had a buddy at Ball State that was going for meteorology, and, you know, he was one of those unique characters that would be a meteorologist, right? Like, has a weird voice and knows way too much about rain and like, that's all he would talk about. But he did like all this stuff on like Ball State Daily News. He would get on there and he'd have like his own broadcast like once a week, and it was kind of fun. It was fun to watch him. I don't even know what he does now. I think he actually was getting a job as a meteorologist when he graduated, but I don't remember. I should look him up.
I know they got a new one on one of the local stations where he never calls it rain. He calls it water. He's like, next chance of water is Friday. And I'm like, really? Really, dude? That's going to be your catchphrase. It's like, I don't call it rain. I call it water. I'm like, okay. Whatever trips your trigger, buddy. Jesus. I don't know. I mean, I suppose you got to have some sort of niche in there somehow, right?
Yeah.
Set yourself apart. For sure.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
That's what I had. I just wanted to shout him out because
hey, Absolutely. I know you. I know you're a big fan, and I know you're a big fan because you talk about him all the time. Might as well show the love.
What'd they say? 94 tornado warnings were issued on Friday night in Iowa and Nebraska.
How many hit the ground?
I haven't seen official numbers yet.
But they did have some touchdown?
A lot.
Right on.
I did see that they can't predict the category of a tornado until like a week or so after, because they can't predict what it is, or they can't say what it is until after they assess damages.
Exactly.
When they're big, like an F5, like it takes so long to see how much damage it did and all that stuff to actually say. So I'll be interested to see how many F5s are actually were, because like there were level, like completely leveled homes, like down to the slab. So that's what they say is like the first indicator that it's an F5, like between F4 and F5.
Yeah, that the tornado EF scale is really interesting because it's not, they don't judge it by size of the tornado. So you can have a tornado that's, you know, 2 miles wide with 250 mile an hour wind gust. But if it doesn't damage anything, it's low on the EF scale. It's like all based on damage.
Yeah. Kind of an interesting fact. Yeah. There you go. Well, now we are meteorologists.
Welcome to the Gold Image Podcast, where it's all weather all the time.
Listen to the sounds of the rain.
There you go.
WKPPX.
As Gunner looks over at his wall.
That's the next new podcast, is Skylar getting his meteorology degree.
There you go.
Taking you guys class by class.
And just to share radar screen the entire time. You put it up a green screen, you can stand in front of it and be like,
Water. Water will be coming down here, and here.
Start talking about hook echoes.
Bring it on, man. I've learned a lot. Anyway.
Oh,
okay.
I'm down, man. Let's make it happen.
Then we can be storm chasers too.
A court of wind and rain.
Water.
Wind and water. There you go.
Earth, water, fire, and air with the Skywalker.
Yeah, but he keeps trickling into Bruce Willis and the fifth element. He doesn't really get to the weather part. He just keeps talking about the fifth element movie the entire time. That would be classic right there.
And now on to Skywalker with sports. Football. Back to weather.
Football. Hey, speaking of football, how did your Seattle draft go?
I give him a B.
A B?
Solid B.
Can you run me down? I did not look. Can you run me down? Just give me some, I don't need names, just position. Did they pick up, they pick up a QB or?
We did not. But this offseason, we decided Geno Smith still our starter. And then we picked up, we lost Drew Lock to the Giants.
Oh, no.
And we picked up Sam Howell.
Oh, from Washington?
From Washington.
Oh, no. Okay. I mean, you guys could have had Justin Fields or Russell. Wait, no, you had Russell Wilson, but.
I'm honestly surprised we didn't trade up and grab Penix, Michael Penix.
Yeah. I heard quite a bit about him throughout the. Unfortunately, I was recording podcast all night Thursday, so it wasn't until after I was done with the other side that I got to flip it on, and luckily I got to see Kansas City pick. They jumped up and took that wide receiver, which in itself now is you know required some controversy. Also, you know, they. Apparently he was underwhelmed with the training facility in the Twitter or the X video or whatever that they filmed. And it's like, God, people, don't you have any fucking thing else to report on? He looked underwhelmed. by the training facility in the locker room. How do you look underwhelmed? I mean, it wasn't like he made a comment or anything. He was just looking around. I mean, I don't know, fucking people. I'm just, anyway, we picked up a speedy wide receiver and some other things along the way. How about you?
We spent a lot of time on our defense, a lot of, yeah. We're trying to build Legion of Boom 2.0.
Right on.
Is what it boils down to. We did pick up a tight end from Michigan. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. I give them a B. I think if they're going to be a defense oriented team, then this was probably a really good draft for them. But
right on. I think Kansas City's draft turned out really, really well. Going back and just a quick glance over some of their picks and some of the things they've done, you know, it's like we always said, when you look at these guys coming out, they always show you a highlight film, and it's a highlight. It is their best of their best. So, I mean, if you're looking at that, I think that was a pretty good draft for Kansas City. There's a couple of question marks, but, you know, I quit question marking what Brett Veach and Andy Reid do. So, because, you know.
You guys always have a decent draft class, whether you. I don't know, man. It was, I watched some of it. I'm not big on the draft, but it was on.
I love the draft. I just didn't get a chance to watch hardly any of it. So
I watched Sketch do the Texans.
Yeah, that was
the cool one pick for the Texans.
Who?
Sketch. What's up, brother?
Oh, gotcha.
Special teams, special plays, special players.
I may have to go back and watch that.
Tuesday. Check Tuesday.
All right, boys, let's get into today's action. What do we got going on today?
Well, I got sunburnt doing what I did.
Yep.
Which was drinking all day Saturday.
Not drinking, and it's not water.
No.
It wasn't hydrated.
It was not water. It was about 100 different wines. And guess what? I'm going to talk about Michigan Wine Fest. Just like last year, we went back, same group, me, Lucas, Sydney, and Sarah. It's kind of our tradition thing. We do it every year. This is our third year going. So, held at Headwaters Park in Fort Wayne, right downtown. Really, really small, but nice park. And they fence it all off for this festival. And there are 19 wine vendors. There were supposed to be 12 food trucks, but I think a couple of them backed out beforehand. All Indiana, Michigan based. So it is Michiana Wine Fest. I don't know how Michiana Wine Fest is held in Fort Wayne when Michiana is kind of like the region to what? And to Warsaw, Kosciuszko County.
Yeah, that'd be close if you wanted to go down that far. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, being Michiana my whole life, and then they call it Michiana Wine Fest, and half of the wineries are from like down south of Indy. So,
right.
I mean, I think there was maybe one or two from Michigan, and most of them were from further down in by Indianapolis. So, it was a good year again. Didn't have any rain, which was nice, but it was hot. Sun was beating down the whole time. About the same setup as last year. I think there were a lot more people this year. It was packed. I think they're getting good word out, and I think a lot of people needed something to do, and you get a lot of like big groups of older ladies probably in their 50s, 60s that are out there with matching shirts and with all their friends. And so it's fun to watch all these people run around and stumble around, I guess.
Yeah. Red Hat Society's there. Be careful.
Yeah. Sarah didn't get a drink last year because she was pregnant. So this year she kind of tried to go all out, I guess. And I think she enjoyed it a little bit more. Actually getting to drink her favorite alcoholic beverage. There were a lot of the same ones as last year. There were a couple that weren't there and a couple new ones. Madhorn Meadery, which was actually pretty decent mead. It was Sarah had never had mead before, and Lucas and Sydney went and picked up all the stuff that they bought. So she went over there, and we tried the mead together, and she did not. She was not a fan, but I like a good honey mead. I know our friend Cody Craig really likes a good mead, and I think he was the first person to ever introduce me to it. So, so they were there.
Oliver has a really good honey mead.
Oliver does.
Yeah.
I have to check that out. Beach House Beverages, Easley Winery, Byler Lane Winery, Fruit Shine Wine, which is like wine but moonshine. It's a really, really strong wine. It's a really, really good wine. The guy we had up there was really cool. It was like one of the last places we went before we picked up all our stuff. And he was just, you could tell he was tired of people. So he was just like quick pouring. He's like, get your glass of beer, let's go. And at one point, he started singing a System of a Down song. So I started singing it back. He's like, yeah. Hooker Corner, which is actually a really good wine. And their logo is a lady on a corner standing on a street like a light post.
Wait, this is the name of the winery?
Yeah, it's Hooker Corner. It's a ghost town. I can't remember exactly where she said it was, but they put a cemetery where this old like schoolhouse used to be.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Hooker Corner. It's on the corner of a road called Hooker, I think. So, but yeah, you have to look it up. It's really good wine. Ertl Cellars, Holt Camp Winery, Buck Creek, which I brought the Emperor some blackberry for watching Sophia for the day.
Yeah, my dumbass left it in the camper too. I forgot to grab it. I looked at it and I'm like, I'm taking that home. And then I got home. I'm like, Bobby, you forgot that bottle. She's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. One of my favorites is Winterwald, which is a German-based company. They have a really good cranberry Glühwein, which is a spiced wine that you warm up. And it tastes like cranberry apple cider. It's really good. Ashen Elm, Cider Co., Sip and Share Wines, Kikianga, which I did finally get to pick up some of my grape gumball from there, which was really good. White House Winery, Harmony Winery, Satek Winery, and Cultured Urban Winery. So a lot of places to choose from. And then they have all the different food trucks. Etiquette, Sweet Eliza's Baking, Who Cut the Cheese, Taste of the Caribbean, King Arthur's, Another One Bites the Crust, Twisted Smoke Food Truck, Let's Eat, and Sierra's Sweet Shop. We did eat at Twisted Smoke. And I had a brisket sandwich. Nothing right home about, but it was okay.
Bites the Crust.
With pizza, yep.
Oh! And another one gone.
This always falls in April. It's a really fun show. A lot of stuff to see. Live music. Just, they had a lot more vendors this year than they normally do, and they set up right in the center of everything. So we didn't actually walk through any of them, but they have a lot going on. It's a lot of fun. If you get a chance to go check it out, I highly recommend it. Like I said, I'll be there every year until we decide not to go again. So, a lot of good, a lot of people. So be ready, bring sunscreen.
You should definitely bring sunscreen.
And bring shoes you don't enjoy, because it gets muddy. They drive those big, you know, gators and stuff through there, and they just dig ruts in the wet grass, and it's a mess. So my shoes need to be cleaned. And they're the shoes I don't care about. They're just white. No, they're kind of brown. So yeah, Michigan Wine Fest, Headwaters Park in Fort Wayne, Indiana. If you like wine, you'll like this place.
Absolutely.
This event. There you go.
Very nice. Very nice.
What you got, Skywalker? Dad's looking up Hooker Corner.
It's about 2 hours and 15 minutes from us. It is over on the Illinois border.
Mm-hmm.
It's just west of Lafayette. You know, probably 30, 40, 50 miles somewhere in there. However far that is, but it's just north of Attica and just south of fucking nowhere. Goodland, maybe.
Well, so I think where Jones Cemetery is, I think that used to be like part of a town. I think there used to be a town right around there.
Where Jones Cemetery is? Because it's like almost setting. I thought it was almost setting on top of Jones Cemetery. I thought I'd just seen that.
It's close.
Yeah, Jones Cemetery is right there. And then Hooker Cemetery is actually down, what is that? Rainsville Road there.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Hooker Cemetery is down there. And then there's another cemetery just north of that. West Pine Chapel Cemetery. So it's like the land of the fucking dead down there. I mean, geez.
She did say something about it being a ghost town, but I don't know exactly where she's talking about with that. I wouldn't. She kind of explained it. I might have been a little intoxicated.
What? No.
Briscoe Cemetery, Smith Cemetery, Hooker Cemetery, Jones Cemetery. Gee, yeah, it is. There's a lot of dead people.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, this seriously, Gunner, this is in the middle of, this winery is in the middle of nowhere.
It is.
Not that it's a one... Listen,
we went to one in the middle of nowhere once.
Listen, everybody, let me make something really, really clear. A lot of these wineries are not wineries. You don't walk out the back door and just see rows and rows of grapes. When I think of a winery, that's what I think of is, you know, the place where they pick the grapes, stomp the grapes, process the grapes, drink the grapes. A lot of these wineries that have popped up are they're legit as far as what they're making, as far as their own, but the places that the winery themselves are at are not necessarily in a vineyard. They're just kind of there. Take Carousel Winery.
Yeah.
Brilliant drink. Their wines that we had, award winning. Super nice lady. Her husband is very violent with his wheelchair cart.
His
electric wheelchair. But super nice. But, you know, we saw the vats. She did everything there. There just was no, I mean, there wasn't any grape screen grown there. So, you know, these places like this that pop up that are wineries are not necessarily that they grow it and process it all right there. But most of them are now in the middle of nowhere. Tippy Creek is one of those that's in the middle of nowhere. Just boop, there it is. So
here you go. Hooker Corner, Indiana is an extinct town that was located in Pine Township in Warren County, Indiana, west of the town of Pine Village. A few buildings, including a one room schoolhouse established by George Hooker, were once at the location. Today, Hooker Cemetery is still located at that site. So it's named after the guy that ran the schoolhouse.
Nice. I can't get Hooker Winery on the Google map unless that's it right there and it's set way back off the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'd
like to go check it out at some point then.
Yeah, road trip.
There were a lot of good wineries there. It was.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
It's always good. So. All right, Skywalker, what you got?
All right, located at 3615 North Main Street in Mishawaka, Indiana, 46545 is the Putt-Putt Fun Center of Mishawaka. Aspen was on spring break about 3 weeks ago, and I took a Friday off, and we were going to go play golf, but it was too cold. So we went and we did Strikes and Spares and Bold. And then as it warmed up a little bit during the day, we're like, oh, let's go play some putt-putt. So we stopped in here because I've always wanted to play it because it's right on Main as you're coming in.
The one with the draft.
Yeah. It's got all the big animals out front. Yeah. And man, what a great place. It's got 3 18-hole courses. For a one round ticket, which is one round of 18 holes, it's $7. For a two round ticket, 10. For a three round ticket, it is 12. Because it was so cold when we got there, the guy looked at us. He's like, well, how many rounds do you want? I said, 3. So we spent $24 and then he threw in a free game because we were the only people there.
Nice.
And they are open, what did it say, 12 to 9 every day of the week. I had such a great experience at this place because of the gentleman who was running the counter. He was friendly. After we'd finished, I think we played 2 rounds. We played course 1 and course 2, which are really clean. They were out doing maintenance on them when we first got there. He was great. He was fun to talk to. After we finished, we talked actual golf, and he was really good with Aspen and talking to him. Yeah, they have a little arcade inside too.
It's been a long time since I've been there. I went there with Cole when we were quite a bit younger.
It's the greens are clean. Legitimately, they take very, very good care of them. You can tell that they are. It's an older course because you don't see courses made with metal outlines anymore. So the bouncing was a little weird, but it is a tournament sanctioned mini golf course.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Tournament sanctioned, huh?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what does it say? Because I have my scorecards right here.
Oh, look at that.
So pro par on this course is a 36. Amateur par on all the holes is 45. 5-stroke limit. Which one is this? Is the first one. On the first one, I shot a 46. Aspen shot a 70. On the second one, I shot a 48. Aspen shot a 58.
Nice.
Nice.
He came back strong.
He did.
Did you say it was
getting really frustrated, but.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all do.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Did you say that it's a 5-stroke minimum or 5-stroke maximum?
5-stroke limit.
Yep. No kidding.
That's nice.
They're all short holes. The longest is probably what? 20 yards at most.
Right on. But you just—I never paid attention to the score to the scorecards to see if there was a maximum swing. So
usually we just make our own at 8 or 7.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. It's like once I hit 10, I'm done.
With mini golf specifically, a lot of them have. I think it's a 7-stroke limit.
Right on.
I would imagine if they actually enforce their stroke limit, it would have to be really, really busy.
Yeah. I get that. But somebody'd have to stand out there and watch everybody.
Right.
Somebody's got time for that.
It's a great little place. Like I said, the guy who was running it was great. Doing research on it tonight, I did learn that the Putt-Putt Fun Center is a franchise. So they have locations all over the U.S.,
right.
And they have one in Columbus, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to have to go check that out because we're going to be down there in a few weeks.
Ah, I see why that became interesting. I'm like, yeah. Who the hell goes to what are you going to Columbus for?
We're going. Oh, they have one in Fort Wayne, too.
Imagine that.
Who knew? Not me. I wasn't reading the website.
right.
So yeah, guys, Putt-Putt Fun Center, Mishawaka, 3615 North Main Street, Mishawaka, Indiana, 46545. You can't miss it. There's a giraffe. There's an elephant. There's a...
Yep.
Is there a lion?
Yep. Right next to Evil Check.
Yeah, I think, Evil yeah.
Check. Oh, yep. God. That was miserable. We're playing the second course and Evil Check fired up their freaking... their grills.
Oh, no.
Oh, it smelled so good.
I bet. Yeah, if you're right on Grape Road, no, it's not even Grape Road, it's Main Street. Yeah, you're going up Main Street there. You can't miss it. That giraffe just sticks out like big time.
Oh, yeah. You drive by it every time and you're like, I want to go play there. And then, you know, you never do.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Until that one time when you're like, we have time for this right now. Let's go do this.
Yep.
Aspen, you're on spring break. Let's go play some putt-putt.
That's right. That's right. All right, very cool, very cool. We learned some important things today, ladies and gentlemen. We learned
Sarah
that
like Star Wars.
Sarah doesn't like Star Wars. Jess doesn't like old movies. Gunner likes to drink in the sun. Skylar likes to putt-putt in the cold. And you didn't learn shit about Golden Jay today, so peace out. There you go.
Yep.
It's a good day. It's a very good day.
Yeah, learned that Skyler's got a day. Really, really bad fade on his golf shot this week.
Did you hit a car? Did you hit a car when you hit it onto the highway?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I pay very close attention if I'm to hit my driver off 9 in New Paris. I wait for the traffic to clear before I swing.
As much as possible, right? All right. Listen. It's a chance you take when you play golf. It's a chance you take when you drive by a golf course. Everybody just relax. It is going to happen. And that's that.
It wouldn't happen to you last year. I hit it. You know, a long wood fence runs outside. And it went... bounced off the road, hit the fence across the street, came back in, landed in the fairway.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works.
I wish you would have been with us a couple weeks ago when we went with Aspen and Mike, because I teed off, was it 4 or 5? And I shot it right into that tree on the far side and it bounced out. I didn't put me right in the middle of the fairway.
It's true. I saw the whole thing. I also saw Mike put one off the building there on, was that 7?
Yeah.
Also, yeah. And Aspen's like, what was that? He hit the building. He did what? Like, yeah, don't worry, buddy. I don't think you're going to hit the building. Just give it your best swing. Oh, yeah. Hitting buildings. Drinking wine. And... playing putt-putt. That's what we do.
The lady at Rosella today said my beard looked nice. I think she said it looks soft.
Did you ask her?
I was like, okay.
Did you ask her if she wanted to touch it?
No. But, you know, Lucas, who has a super nice beard standing right next to me, was right. Like,
he's a nice beard. He's a scruffy looking nerf herder.
No. Yeah.
Sarah.
I don't think it looks that nice.
Sarah better watch out. Yeah. The beard is starting to attract attention.
Attracting the cougars.
Was she a cougar? Was she?
No, she was older.
Hey, what they say about older women. They're older. All right, guys, let's get out of here. thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening to the Golden Image Podcast. We love all of the support that you guys give us, listening to us every couple of weeks as we take you on adventures throughout, well, mostly northern Indiana, but sometimes we like to veer off. Next week's episode is going to be a major veer. What? In 2 weeks. I'm sorry. In 2 weeks. He's got me all jacked up. In 2 weeks, the episode is going to veer off several hundred miles as Chico is going to take us to Pennsylvania.
Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
For an adventure over there. It's going to be exciting. Me and the Skywalker are just going to sit back and just let him host the show. There you go, Chico. Chico's hosting the entire show. He's got the intro. He's got the outro.
Hello, all of my Golden Image podcast listeners.
Just don't call him Chico Noise. Just don't call him freaks. That's all I'm saying.
Nerf herders. What's up, Nerf herders?
There you go. As Chico takes control of next episode of Golden Image Podcast, get ready. Get excited. Here we go. Skywalker's done it when he took us to Japan. Should have made you do the intro on that, too. Sorry, man.
It's all good, dude.
I got you next time. Yeah.
It's all good.
Next time.
Listen to the call guys from this week. Everybody.
You should.
Whoever was on.
It was a good one.
It was fun. Good time.
Actually, I thought that the more I got to thinking about it, that I thought it was a really good episode. I thought we really, really broke it down very, very well. And mm-hmm. I hope you enjoy it. I hope everybody who listens today would listen to the call guys yesterday, and I hope you really did enjoy it. I enjoy doing it, and look forward to the next time I'm on the call, guys. Even though the Skywalker is going to be on before I will be on again.
He will.
Doing a little power range.
Probably multiple times.
Probably?
Yeah, he was. So the Skywalker is supposed to be on the Certified Rotten episodes. He was supposed to be on the Hot Rod episode. A little late notice on my part, probably, but.
Well, get your schedule together there, Chico. Listen.
I was busy painting a room.
Skywalker. Yeah,
he also was busy.
Skywalker, you didn't miss anything with Hot Rod, so.
Oh, God, I'm so happy I missed that one. I hate that stupid movie.
Although Jake did a great job. Absolutely. So.
And you guys made it fun to listen to.
There you go. And speaking of Jake, we're excited to be part of the affiliate with Perfectly Picked Games. You heard the ad at the beginning of the show. Go check them out, perfectlypickgames.com. Use promo code. Did I do it again?
Yeah, every time.
Promo code Golden Mojo. Yeah. When I say cold, promo cold.
Yeah, it's because you say promo code and then you're going to say golden right after it.
Yeah.
Promo code Golden Mojo.
Yeah.
You just mix it together.
It's insane. Anyways, go check them out, perfectlypickgames.com. And also check out Golden Image. Nope, that's not it either. GoldenMojoEnt.com for all of your merchandise needs for Golden Image Podcast. Also, the call guys, not United States Paranormal, they're on UnitedStatesParanormal.com. Indiana Chiefs fans, Murder Nerds, Quarter Books of Booze, and Golden 80s.
That's what sun does to you.
It's been a rough week. Been sick all week. It's just been rough. But we're through it. We're getting better. Now I'm going to bed because I'm tired.
Same.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. Later.
Golden Image.
Oh, I finally got a crap this game.
Rock on.
Oh! Wow.
Don't.